Welcome to the Breakdown Holiday Edition. Hello, everyone. We are so happy you can join us for this episode of The Breakdown. Today, we will be having a special holiday breakdown episode. Woo! I'm Amanda Negro, and with me is my co-host, Dombi Shaw.
Hi everyone, I'm Dombi Shaw, and with us today are two very special guests. We have Rebecca Joseph and Catherine Bronov.
Hey guys, it's Rebecca.
Hey, it's Catherine, and we're really excited to be here and talk to you guys on this Christmas episode of the podcast.
Yeah, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about your official position in WIP and just some stuff about you.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Rebecca Joseph. I'm the founder and co-executive director along with Catherine, and today I'm going to be making chocolate chip cookies.
I'm Catherine. I'm the co-executive director with Rebecca, as she said, and today I'm going to be making snickerdoodle cookies. I think they're superior to Rebecca's chocolate chip, so we'll have to see who wins because we're doing a little competition over here. So, but like, Rebecca bakes more than me, so we'll have to see.
Okay, but Andrea and I are judging from like hundreds of miles away from both of you, so this will be about how good it looks.
It doesn't have to taste good. I mean, just
no, we're not
make them look good.
Oh, that so like I don't have to eat these? Okay, well that's sad.
You don't have to.
You can if you want. But that won't be a factor in our judging.
Okay, well I'll send you one over. Like to what I can get Dombi a cookie. She's only like an hour and a half away.
Hour
from
and a half.
It's possible.
No, we're not.
So Rebecca, are you gonna be mailing me your cookies? I mean,
I'm in California right now, and I think we're on a full lockdown, so I'm not sure how that's gonna work.
Man,
oops.
Oh yeah, I have to quarantine if I go to New Jersey, so I don't think it's gonna work either.
Actually, I don't think you do anymore, but
Regardless.
That's a different story.
Well, let's just avoid coronavirus and not eat each other's cookies. It'll all be about presentation, but let us first explain to our listeners what is going on. If you haven't noticed, you might be listening to this and watching us on YouTube. And if you're not, then why aren't you watching us on YouTube? You can literally see all of our beautiful faces. We have little hats. Look at my reindeer hat. What? Look. The Santa, everything, yes. Because this is, once again, a special holiday episode, and we thought we should be having a baking contest. Don't know how that came to be, but that is why Rebecca and Catherine will be baking, and why me and Dombi will be judging. We're also going to be having, like, a little bit of an interview-type thing with them so that they can tell us more about women in politics. So, first question to Rebecca. What inspired you to begin with? What was it like launching such a big project? And tell me about the initial days of WIP. Did you have any moments when you felt like giving up?
Okay, so I got interested in politics during my first year of high school, where I joined my school speech and debate team. And I know Dombi, you do Model UN, right?
Yes,
do you do speech and debate as well?
No, we don't have that here.
Okay, I know Catherine doesn't, but Andrea, do you?
Nope.
No. Well, it's honestly really cool, and if you are watching this, I totally recommend you guys doing it because it really got me into politics and into reading it, specifically parliamentary debate, which for those of you who don't do that, it's basically you get the topic 20 minutes before the debate, and within those 20 minutes, it's like no Wi-Fi prep with your partner. So you really need to read the news you need to read the news the following weeks before. So that's like really just what got me into like the news world and just like debating and just policies and all that kind of stuff. And I really love speech and debate. But one thing though is that it's a very male dominated field, and like going to tournaments and seeing specifically debate, it's like going into finals and seeing that there was only guys there, or judges would often comment on, you know, whether I smiled enough or how short my friend's dresses were and that kind of stuff. It was discouraging to get those kind of comments where we were judged unfairly compared to our male counterparts. And then I realized that I wanted like a community of girls who had the same interests as me and who we could support each other as we enter this field. I know we're all in high school. As we enter the field, of politics. So that's really where the idea came from. But quarantine, I know, Andrea, you were saying, let's just forget about Corona, but me and Catherine talked about this a lot. If Corona didn't happen, this probably wouldn't have blown up as much as it has, just because we advertised through TikTok. Nick the Tutor actually reposted us. He's a big TikTok star, I guess, for helping kids with AP tests. And he reposted our ad in May, right around AP testing time. And I think all three of you found it from TikTok, right?
I actually found it through Instagram, which was still really, really cool because it was like brand new. I think it was your first rolling batch of admissions and you guys were looking for just directors and managers. So that was very cool.
And I found you guys through TikTok, through Nick the Tutor, because I was taking my AP World test very, very soon into May. And I had not learned anything. I'm pretty sure I learned all of the content on that exam. I'm sorry to say, don't take after me, guys. This is not a good example, but I learned everything that I needed to know the month before the test. So to see this Women in Politics like advertisement, I was so excited. Y'all were looking for writers. I applied, and the rest is history.
Yeah. I remember your interview, Dawn, because I was interviewing like quite a lot of people just because of the TikTok, and everyone was like, I asked them the question, like, where do you find Women in Politics? And we'd have this like little bonding moment over like TikTok. And then I remember out of the blue, you were like, Instagram. I was like, oh, really? I was so confused. I was like, where did you see it on Instagram? Because like, I think one or two accounts reposted us, but that was pretty crazy that you saw that.
I think just anything in this kind of field is something, right? Like being reposted by even smaller accounts or fewer amount of accounts, it's still something.
In your initial days of starting WIP, did you have any moments where you just felt like giving up?
So for like the hardest moment, I was like really lucky because Nick the Tutor advertised the first week that we actually like started out applications, that we like getting people was like not a problem. And honestly, I think the hardest part was just like structurally, it was just very hard to like manage everything just because there was so much going on. And that's where Catherine came in. I think she came in she was always a writing leader, but she came in as a co-executive director around June, I want to say, like late May, early June. And she really helped a lot. And if it wasn't for her, and I really don't know how WIP would have turned out. And I think it goes for like any organization, like you need a strong group of people. And not only do we have a strong team, but Catherine's really just like, she has our back, basically.
Thank you, Catherine.
That is incredible.
Our superhero.
Yes.
Catherine, appreciation.
Catherine,
yes, thank you. We love you, Catherine. Okay, next question. So how did it feel?
Break. I'm putting my chocolate chips into my cookie dough. Catherine, what step are you on?
I have the batter. I'm putting parchment paper on my pan and getting ready to put it in the oven. The oven's preheating.
Very exciting. Sorry,
Rebecca. How did it feel getting this? Obviously, like, I remember our first meeting. I was so, we were on like, we didn't even use Zoom. We were using Cisco WebEx meetings.
Oh my God.
And there was like 60 of us and I was so confused. Some of us had our cameras on. We were like trying to talk over each other. It was crazy. How did it feel having that many people just rush in and be like a part of your organization?
I'm usually not a very shy person, but I forgot how to speak. I don't know if like Donvi or Andrea or even Catherine, if you remember that meeting, but it was like 20 minutes, I think, because I ran through the schedule. I would choke on my own like breath. It was also
a very hard meeting, just to interrupt you, Rebecca. It was a very hard meeting because there were so many of us. Our organization was very big and we had almost the whole entire team, obviously, because they didn't know what was going on. So it was like 40 to 45 people on one call.
Oh, that was listening.
And the thing is, because we weren't using Zoom, you couldn't see anyone's faces, like barely. Like some people had their videos on, but it was very messy, but you know, that's how organizations start. So you know what? It's just part of the history now.
It was like the garage moment.
Exactly.
Out of the garage. So it's a pretty big change. I think if you look at what now, it's come a long way from that.
I'm so grateful for everyone who's on the team. Like, you got, like, everyone has put, like, 110% into everything they do. Like, you guys have seen our magazines, or even our podcast is amazing. It's so funny. I love listening
to it.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Especially when I run.
You guys are keeping me fit. But, yeah, everyone's put in so much effort and so much, like, thought and care into this. It's just, it's so amazing, because I was talking to Ella, Ella's one of our co-editors in chief, and she's from Georgia and I'm from California, as I said, and we were talking about how we literally would not have met if not for this thing. And it's just like, I've made so many friends, like you guys, like, and it's just like, it's really crazy. I'm so grateful for all of you guys.
Yes. It's really cool to have met all of these amazing people, like Dombey, Catherine, you, Rebecca. I'm like, it's so crazy because, you know, I live in Texas. I'm in the South. Y'all are all up scattered. I would have never met y'all if it wasn't for this. I wonder what life.
Yeah, I think about me and Rebecca and I think about that all the time. We talk about how, like, we wouldn't have met all the amazing people that we have, and we wouldn't have met each other. Like, we are such good friends now. Like, I can't imagine my daily life without, like, FaceTiming Rebecca every, like, 5 seconds about a whip problem that we have that arises, like, out of the blue. And, like, we design the magazine together and just, like, have a ton of fun doing that as well. And, like, these FaceTime calls. Like, I couldn't imagine doing it without that. So, it's just, like, it's crazy that it's all of, like, women in politics and, like, I guess 6 months as, like, co-executive directors. So, I don't know. Like, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Such a great way to reminisce.
I think that plays a big role in the success of this organization. The fact that we've, like, actually all become friends with each other. Like, obviously, there's sectors of WIP that I have no, like, when we were trying to pitch the idea that this would be on YouTube, me and Dombey were like, wow, we've never met the YouTube department of WIP because we are such a big organization. But, like, within our own little, like, groups, I think it's been really great to make friends and build bonds with each other. So, next question is for you, Catherine, and then I'll let Dombey ask her questions. I know she's on the edge of her seat right now. She is ready. Okay, so Catherine, obviously, Rebecca has gone on this very emotional monologue about how you saved our organization. Pretty much, I don't even know.
The depths of despair from what Rebecca's telling me here.
The depths of despair. That is where we were in May. Tell us about your journey to becoming co-executive director and how you saved us from the depths of despair.
Awesome. I will go down that rabbit hole of a story. So I joined WIP similarly to a lot of the people at the beginning, as well as Andrea, through TikTok. I was going down a little bit of a rabbit hole of a mental spiral going up to the AP exam. I took AP US government last year, my junior year. And I was like, I am not prepared. This is going to be so awful. So I was just stalking Nick the Tutor's page, essentially. And I'm very glad I did, because obviously that video of, like, Rebecca didn't come up on my For You page. Like, it was just, like, a coincidence that I saw it on Nick the Tutor's page. And then I just had an awesome interview with Rebecca. She was so sweet to me. And Rebecca loves to call me her first fan, WIP's first fan, because she's laughing in the background. Because I was the first person to actually DM the WIP account. I was also one of the first people to apply via the Google form for the WIP organization. So she loves to call me our first real fan DM. I love the praise. So, do you want to interject, Rebecca, about how you got that DM?
Other thing is, Catherine, okay, so she applied for every single position possible. She actually applied for events manager, Dombey. She applied for blog writing, editing, like, magazine writing, like, anything. She just wanted to get involved. And then when she DM'd me, and her application was, like, amazing. I think it was, I don't want to say it was the best application, but it was up there, right? And she really went into depth with the questions, but when she DM'd me, I was like, I was trying to keep it professional, you know, and I was like, I don't want to give it away that I knew that you're kind of in. But Yeah, it was very exciting. I think at that thing, we both connected through that DM, and you pretty much figured out you were on the team.
Yeah, I was very excited. I was like, I literally came running down the stairs when I found that TikTok to my dad, and I was like, Dad, I found something that I really want to get involved in. And I was like, I was literally so excited. Like, it was like, because I'd never seen, like, just like you guys said, there's not an organization out here like WIP that involve, like, that's a group of teens or young adults trying to bring more representation to women and get them interested in politics. So that's why I was just super excited, because that was literally me. That was like what I wanted. Right. Anyways, moving on from that. So what did you say?
Oh no, I was just saying the closest thing to WIP is probably Emily's List. But I mean, again, that's something that teenagers can get involved in. So just WIP, I think, for all of us was that kind of outlet. And now thinking about the podcast, I feel like Andrea and I get to vent our own political frustrations all the time. So it's a great place for expressing ourselves.
Yeah, agreed. And I have so much fun with that, especially the reason I applied for everything was because, again, like Rebecca said, I just wanted to be involved. I was just like, I need to do this. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but fortunately, Rebecca kind of chose for me. She was just like, you're going to be a writing leader. And I was like, cool. I'm cool with that. I was super excited. I was like, wait, I'm going to be in charge of like something. I was like, I have like some sort of like an actual real role in this organization that I was so excited to be a part of. So that was really cool. So I was the writing leader for that like first month of WIP. But the cool thing was that Rebecca and I were still like really in contact during that first month. I actually called her right after that first phone call that we were talking about, like that group call. And we had like this whole conversation about how I was like, this schedule looks a little wonky. Like, I don't know how we're going to be able to do this. And Rebecca can attest to us like sitting on this one phone call for about 2 hours, like just a regular phone call. It wasn't even like a FaceTime or a Zoom. It was very interesting. Let's just say that. But that's pretty much what started our managing relationship, like co-executive relationship. And from there on, even when I was the writing leader, we were constantly texting about what we wanted to do, like any advice that I had for Rebecca. So I feel like I was already sort of the co-executive director before I was even put into that position, just because Rebecca and I were so close on that like personal level.
You were doing so much. You were very proactive, I guess is the best word to call you.
Yeah, I was like very much.
I don't know if you guys remember this on the general chat, but Catherine privately texted me like a week into WIP, okay? And she was like, can I make business cards? And I was like, what? First of all, this is like quarantine. Like, I don't know who I'm going to give this to. And also, like, you know what I mean? I don't meet people and give them a business card, right? But like, it was a really cool idea. And I was like, okay, sure. And she goes ahead and makes this like amazing business card. When we edit the YouTube video, I'll put it up there. Another reason for you guys to go check out the YouTube channel. But
somewhere
those business cards have evolved since then, and I plan on making new ones because obviously those have like our old WIP logo on them, and they were, you know, a kind of a 12 a.m. sort of thing, but you know, still business cards. And I still sent them to a couple people, and I think some other people also sent them out. So, you know, hey, anything to get out the WIP mission. So, but yeah, then after, like, I'm going on this kind of big rant, but after like before the first magazine, Rebecca was very like stressed. Like, it was like, you know, the first big thing that WIP was going to do. And I was like, hey, Rebecca, and we had some like organizational issues with, we have included when I was part of the writing team, we had three writing leaders. So it was very hard to split up the work. It was just a little bit like, it was just confusing. So it was like, hey, we're already pretty much doing the managing together. And Rebecca was like, I really need the help. So we're just like, hey, we're just gonna, you know, make two writing leaders. You're gonna become my co-executive director. At the time, we didn't know what to call me. I was like the vice director at one point. It was a very fun topic of what my name was gonna be or my title. But then we figured it out. And since then, this is what we've been doing. And I don't think that first magazine was a very, very big trip. Oh my gosh, it was very interesting, but
literally trip. Because guess what, guys? I was on a road trip
during COVID. Yeah,
didn't you come to Texas? You literally came to where I live, Rebecca. Didn't you? You came to Padre Island.
So there was a reason my aunt was like having a child, and my grandparents usually live with me, so we had to like take them to her because she was like, I mean, she and my uncle were like living alone and they needed help. So that was the reason, and we were staying safe, but it was not good for the magazine because it was our first issue, and I left like 2 weeks before we were going, and it was just like the writing, like everyone did amazing. It was just that I personally was not prepared, like structurally wise, so for how to like turn things up. So like Catherine and Isabella Pang, our magazine leader, really, really took charge. Like, I mean, I stayed on FaceTime and I did a little bit of stuff, but that was all I could do from like the car and my like small like Chromebook. So
yeah, so the first magazine, I think it really helped that I was more on like the managing side. And it was really fun because like I got to design, like the thing I like about the managing side is that I get to do so much. Like, it's not just I get to like oversee everyone at WIP and make sure that everything's running smoothly. I get to be part of the designs. I get to be part of like you guys doing your podcast. Like, we're on here right now. That's so cool. And then we get to be part of the YouTube. We get to be part of the Instagram and like make sure everything there is good. So it's just, I just really like that aspect of having everything combined together, not just sticking with that one thing, which takes me back to like the, I applied to literally every position. So yeah, that's kind of like my little rant on how I got involved.
That came full circle.
Yeah, it did.
I'm putting the cookies in the oven.
Yeah,
right,
same
now.
With me. I was actually about to do that. These were little sticky doodle balls.
I feel like Top Chef judge.
I feel like we're on Chopped or something. That was like my favorite show.
I think one thing that everyone really wants to know is, what is one goal that you have for the future? Like, you personally.
Do you want me to go first, Catherine?
Yeah, sure. You go first.
We're staring at each other and I was like, so for me personally, I've always wanted to help people and like give back to my community, especially like working with WIP and working especially with other people from different countries outside of the US. It's just like seeing your privilege and the perspective of where you're at, it's really amazing to me how I've been like blessed with the opportunity to be able to have WIP and have you guys here and be able to do as many things as I can. And I really want to, especially like when it comes down to education, is really like the founding of everyone's, like how you evolve in this world. And I really want to help kids, you know, speech and debate's really close to me. I really want to make speech and debate more accessible to other kids and help as much as I can so other people can have the same opportunities and be able to do the same things that I'm able to do.
So I also have like a similar goal as Rebecca, which is really to help people, but also because in politics, it's pretty much serving the people, representing them in government, making sure that they have equal opportunity, everyone's treated equally. And that's just really what I want to do. So I kind of take that role on and WIP and make sure that everyone has the same amount of like, in the organization, they have the same equal opportunity and they don't feel like that the managers are doing more than them, or we're kind of not in like an undemocratic organization. So I think that's really the main thing for me. So hopefully in the future, maybe running for political office or something of that sort, just to represent people that really aren't represented in the government. That includes women. Like we said, there's literally like only 25% of Congress is women. So, and we're 50% of the population. So where's our other 25%? So, you know, just uplifting that, the minorities, which includes women. So, yeah.
Not gonna lie, I would love to have, if like President Catherine ever happened, I would feel so confident in our country. I'd be like, yes, America.
Well, I'm very, very blessed. I also have a friend who's like, I don't care what stances you run on, like what political ideologies you have, even though we're about the same. But he's like, I will vote for you regardless because I know you're a trustworthy person. And I was like, I really love that. Thank you so much. Like, that just warms my heart.
That being said, vote for Catherine whenever she does run for president. This is the beginning of your campaign. So...
Awesome. I mean, I'm starting out with this podcast on Christmas.
We can all say we baked cookies with Miss Brono.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, I don't need this much praise. You guys deserve just as much praise as me. I feel like this is like just sending all of your love to Catherine right now. But okay, continue.
So now that you
answered. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt because my cookies look fantastic. Like, they're starting to rise. Like, should I show you guys my cookies?
Yes.
In the oven? I think you guys deserve a picture of. Okay, wait, I have to flip my camera. Give me 1 second. Switch camera.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Cut all this out.
Look at them.
Oh, that's incredible.
Do you remember from Good Luck Charlie that one lady with the snickerdoodles?
I don't think I ever watched Good Luck Charlie, so.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That one neighbor always brought snickerdoodles, and I was gonna say, they look better than hers, and she was a snickerdoodle lady. So.
That was her reputation.
That was her thing.
Awesome. Well, I've outbested Good Luck Charlie Snickerdoodle Lady, and I think that is something to be very proud of. Thank you very much. I will be that on May from now on.
So now that you've answered this question about your main goals for the future, I just want to know, where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
I will be 20 when I'm 5 years from now. I will still be in college. Hopefully,
I'm sorry.
Hopefully, I'll be doing something in law, like a pre-law track. I really want to go somewhere in there or something in medicine. Before I got into politics, I really wanted to do something like in the medical field, specifically like the brain, because I think it's so cool just how the brain works. But either one of those careers I would really enjoy doing. But as I said, I answered this before, I really want to help people, especially just like in education and in that kind of thing. I really think like going on the pre-law track could help me do that, like in public service and that kind of stuff. But I hope to continue WIP in 5 years. I was actually talking to Andrea about this before we started filming. I want to continue WIP, like how I'm leading it now, all the way until the end of college, so I'll probably still be doing that in 5 years. But I think after that, I'll be like 21, 22. I think I'll kind of lose touch with like the younger generation because that's what WIP is focused towards. So I think I'll probably hand it over to like one of our like writing leaders or someone who just wants to step into that position. And hopefully WIP will still continue on after it. I'll still be there and I still want to help out, but I just think it wouldn't be as well suited if I continued it on just because I'd be a little too old.
That is very noble of you.
Yeah, as for me, I will be right out of college or either in my senior year of college. I'll be, because I'm 17 right now, so that means I'll be 22-ish. So I'll probably just be finishing up my last year of like senior year of college, and hopefully I'll still be doing WIP. We've talked about this, Rebecca. I want to continue doing WIP throughout college. So I will still be here, probably finishing up. Probably once I like leave college again, I'll probably, you know, leave WIP for Rebecca in her final years of education. And on from there, I'm hopefully going to be, I want to go to college in DC. So hopefully I'll be in DC and like starting my political career in whatever shape or form that comes out to be. Oh, okay.
I
can show mine.
Please. Wait, this could be a...
So Rebecca just showed her cookies, so I thought ready. I can show mine. Wait, here are mine.
Our listeners, they're showing their cookies. They look delicious.
There we go.
And that's why you should be watching our YouTube video instead.
Exactly.
Well, okay, we don't want to discourage our Spotify listeners or like our audio-only listeners, but watch us.
But we definitely encourage the video aspect as well.
No, I think what we encourage is watching them both.
Yes. Turn down the volume on the YouTube and then play
and
the Spotify.
Turn up the Spotify volume. That is ideal.
Awesome. Well, we hope you will take our advice or our co-host's advice.
Exactly.
But yeah, so hopefully I'll just be, you know, just getting my political career.
We will also be friends. I think we should.
Yes, we will definitely be friends.
You're like after I'll probably be in either my junior or senior year of college, when I'm 5 years from now. So I think we should all make a 5-year reunion.
Reunion.
Rebecca, you'll be in sophomore year. I'll be in senior year.
I'll be 20.
Yeah, that's sophomore year.
You start when you're 18.
I'm starting college when I'm 17.
I start when I'm 17.
Are you turning 18 your freshman year?
Yeah.
So then you'll turn 19 sophomore year, 20 junior year.
Okay, so junior year.
Y'all, before WIP, I was in, I guess I still am, I'm still in math team. Fun fact. That's where...
Yeah, so wait, I guess I'll be out of college in 5 years, so I'll guess that, I'll be right out of college.
I love how that took us so long to figure that out.
We should edit this part out.
I love Catherine struggling to do 17 plus 5.
No, I'm not. I'm not struggling because, the thing is, my birthday is really weird because I technically graduate high school when I'm 17, but my birthday's in the summer, so I turn 18 right before I go to college. Yeah. So that messes everything up for me.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
So sorry. Oh my gosh.
Or math team flexes.
I swear, I'm in AP stat.
Let's move on from this whole math thing. You know, we all have our bad days, okay? Since we're talking so much about the future, I would like to say in 5 years, me and Dombey will still be meeting monthly and making podcast episodes.
Oh, hell yes, from our college dorm.
We'll be on our, 60th or 70th? Episode? I don't know if we keep doing 12 a year.
60, yeah.
I was telling Catherine when she's applying to college right now. I was saying that when she meets her roommate, it needs to be a three-way thing. I need to be part of that group chat because me and Catherine FaceTime so much. If her roommate doesn't like me, there's a big problem.
Yeah, that's really gonna be an issue. So we're definitely looking for a third friend, not a duo. We're looking for a trio.
Catherine, where are you wanting to go to college?
My top picks are in DC, just because, that's where the political action is. So obviously that would be Georgetown, GW, and American. So those are the three, most likely top. But I also have picks all over, Chicago, Boston, Maryland, all over, but not anywhere on the West Coast. And Rebecca's going to join me on the East Coast, most likely, hopefully.
I think we should all go to the same college.
I think so, too.
I think we should make our own
sorority.
What would we call it? Pi Alpha Beta.
Alpha Whip.
Alpha Whip.
Catherine, it's funny, because most of my top picks are in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, I just want to, I don't want to say that I want to leave Pennsylvania, but at the same time, I'm only applying to one college here.
Why don't y'all come to Texas? We have great colleges. We have University of Texas. We have Rice. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't see myself as a Texas girl, Andrea. No offense.
I don't see myself leaving the Northeast anytime soon. Sorry.
But personally, I'm in California, so I think you guys should all apply there. We have all the UCs, and Stanford.
I'm applying to a couple, so I might be out there next year. We might have to have a Rebecca and Andrea meet up.
No, stop. And Andrea, you have to come to the Northeast.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You can meet me, Dombey, and I.
Yes.
And Dombey, then or me? I don't think that's.
Do you want to meet the biggest fan of WIP, or do you want to meet the director of WIP?
I don't know.
Boring.
Let us comment down below in the YouTube comments where I should go to school and who I should meet. Future of WIP. Yes. What do you have in mind?
So for the future, right now, actually, we're working on doing some speech and debate stuff which is underfunded schools and schools that don't have a team. We have a couple of people who coach on the side. They're in college and they're qualified to actually coach teams. And we're looking to to support other schools, not really financially, just because speech and debate is an expensive sport, but provide them with the tools they need, such as the coaches, which can be very expensive, and actually just pushing for funding and helping them with fundraisers, just to get them into that thing. Because I think the hardest part is just making it. So that's really what we're looking at right now. It's probably going to start up around January, like next year, just because a lot of schools, especially like the ones local toward in California, are all like being shut down and, you know, just because of COVID. So it'll probably start up again next year.
I think we might look at expanding WIC to more of a college sphere. I feel like we do have some college students involved with WIC, but I think it's more of a high school oriented thing. Also, please do not mind, my microwave is working, so that's probably what the noise in the background is. Give me one second. Okay, turn that off. But yeah, for like, I feel like internally, I think nothing's really gonna change structurally, but I think we might, you know, just try to expand, work with other bigger organizations. We were trying to get in contact, in contact with Emily's List. There's also a lot of like international women's organizations that are also catered towards politics. We worked with one in Texas, Pink Granite Texas. They work for, they're a really cool organization that works to elect women representatives to the state Senate in Texas and like state administrations. So that's super cool. And I think that's just like our main goal, just getting like the WIC mission out there.
I think hopefully Donby is like our events manager. And during our interview, I was like describing the like what event manager would entail, because like when she was like on the team, it was like peak corona. I mean, we're still in peak corona time, but like it was when like everyone took things like very seriously. All the states were in lockdown. And we were actually planning an in-person summit for December, which is very close. And by the time this podcast launches, it will be December. And as far as I think after COVID's over, like which will probably be next year, so hopefully, I want to start branching out, doing stuff in person, hopefully like locally to each state, like something in California, you know, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Texas, that kind of stuff, and just like really getting people involved.
Love that. That's exciting. I will imagine a meetup. Imagine how crazy that would be.
I think we should do a road trip. I think we were talking about this a while ago.
We were
talking. Yeah, Rebecca, I was thinking of maybe doing my senior trip and going to see Rebecca. Hopefully that happens.
That's so sweet.
Right. We want to make a whole like circle, so we'd go through like, we'd start in California, obviously. And we'd go through Georgia, Florida, and then we'd come up to Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and then take you guys along.
Yeah, we like take people along.
Rebecca and I have a dueling war of states. So Rebecca thinks that she's so snazzy with her Californian nationality, as I like to call it. And I'm over here repping the Northeast, PA. And we just like to battle it out once in a while and be like, our state is obviously better. So just fun fact about us, we're very state proud.
During the elections, which was less than a month ago, I think 2 months after this will be released. But when Pennsylvania was being counted, I know there was a lot of controversy, and whatever happens, I think it'll be figured out before January, hopefully. But as of right now, it is a blue state. And when it was like in that mix between red and blue, Catherine was canvassing for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, and a state representative, right, Catherine?
Yeah, mostly yep. State representative, but also Joe Biden on the side, yeah.
And I was like, Catherine, when I'm saying these views, it's not part of women in politics. Women in politics is nonpartisan. I just myself was rooting for Joe Biden. I was like, Catherine, if Pennsylvania doesn't turn blue, it's all your fault.
But so, thankfully, our candidate won. Joe Biden also won. So, you know, I played a pivotal role. Obviously.
Catherine pulled Pennsylvania out of the depths of despair. That would be a red state. Now it is
Catherine's not just the glue of women in politics, but she's the glue for Pennsylvania and the greater United States.
It is quite true. We have actually gotten a letter from Joe Biden thanking us because we were one of the only teams that was canvassing, like actually knocking on doors and talking to voters about policy. Mostly people were just doing like lit drops for Joe Biden, which is also super important, but obviously like we were talking to actual voters. So we actually got a letter from the Joe Biden team thanking us for doing the canvassing work, which was amazing, 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 amazing. Because like our county was one of the biggest ones to like just cause the flip. So that was really cool.
So I would give you guys my cookies. I actually got some chocolate sauce on them, but on my shirt, but
up on that, so I'm just going to show you guys my finished cookies because I'm not doing the glaze. I did it on one and it didn't work. So, anyways, here are my cookies.
Wow.
Whoa.
That does look good.
That one on the bottom looks a little.
The one with the glaze.
That's the one with the glaze. That's why I said I wasn't going to continue doing the glaze because it didn't really work out.
Okay.
11 out of 10. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, so here's my cookie.
Okay.
That looks really good too.
Go ahead and try it out. It's very, very moist, so obviously already pluses.
Okay, sorry, I'm trying to get a close up here. Y'all get to see my like forehead.
Here's the break.
Oh wow, you can see the sugar on the top. Really,
yeah,
nice. Really.
Yeah, I think it's a tie personally.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're not a judge, Catherine. You're not a judge.
I call a tie.
I think there needs to be a winner. So, you know what? Let's leave it up to our audience to decide.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But if you have a preference between Catherine and Rebecca, please comment below.
Or if you just have a preference in cookies, because some people like chocolate chip and some people like snickerdoodle, so like...
Yep, yeah. Do what you feel. Do what you feel. Whichever cookie you think is best. Comment below, and if you're on Spotify, DM us on Instagram, and
DM on Instagram, or like comment on the Instagram post about the breakdown.
We should do a poll and like do like Catherine versus Rebecca on the day that we launch the podcast episode.
Absolutely. So go vote in that.
What would you like to tell anyone watching this and wondering how to become involved in politics?
I feel like Rebecca and I have a similar answer on this. We've been asked this question quite a lot, obviously just being the co-executive directors of probably the only active organization for women interested in politics. And this comes up a lot. And the answer that we pretty frequently give, it's pretty much the same, is just get involved locally. Like, that's my biggest advice, because I personally did that, and I don't regret it at all. I'm, like, so happy I did that. It was an experience that I will never forget, and that's pretty much just what's jump-starting me to get involved on a bigger scale. So, Rebecca, whatever you were going to say.
No, I think you definitely covered it well, getting involved locally. I know 2020 is, the 2020 election is kind of over. But campaigning, I remember like earlier on in this year, I was telling people, especially now that remote campaigns are super big and midterms are coming up, like getting involved in those is super beneficial, not just like just for the experience of working in a like a real life campaign and meeting so many people. It's really amazing seeing all their ideas and everything. It's really cool. But in the meantime, just because like election season is kind of like dying down, local government, I'm part of my local government's youth commission, and we work alongside with the government, and it's super cool just get real experience with government officials and how like the process actually works, just because there's a lot of legal stuff that I wasn't aware of until I joined the commission. But yeah, I mean, and then there's a bunch of other stuff. Feel free to DM Women in Politics. We're happy to help and happy to help you find stuff.
Yeah, again, like Rebecca was saying, she's part of debate. That's a huge thing that you can do. Model UN, you can do things through your school as well. Like school newspapers usually touch like news and politics as well and try to encompass that. So if you're into the writing aspect of it and you can't find something like online, there's probably something at your school that offers some sort of, you know, insight into the political world if you can't really do any of like the campaigning or the interning or just like volunteering. So that's also something to look into.
Also, I would like really recommend joining Women in Politics. We always
obviously
we love getting new people, and it's open to both girls and guys. We do have some guys on our team as editors and sometimes working on the social media accounts. But yeah, we accept everyone and anyone as long as you're interested in politics.
One important thing that Catherine and I have that you guys don't is snow.
Absolutely. We are betting on a white Christmas. And if that doesn't happen...
It's already snowed in New Jersey, so,
Hold on. Lake Tahoe. Two words, actually. Lake Tahoe. They had the skiing. They had the Winter Olympics there. So...
And it's not real snow. It snowed in my city, like, 3-5 years ago, so...
Wow.
Look, there is nowhere in the world where you can go skiing and then go to the beach in the very same day. So
New Jersey.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nowhere in the world where you can go skiing, go to the beach, and see me in the same day.
So New Jersey. You can do that with Dami, though.
Yeah.
if I go to New Jersey, but, like, I'm already here, so.
I'm already... I guess battle it out over West Coast and East Coast in the comments as well, because, you know, I guess we're just all here battling out for our states.
The most controversial podcast episode we've had so far.
Literally. West Coast versus East Coast.
I don't know the bit.
All right. Well, it was awesome having you. Should we Rudolph the Red Nose? Had a very
hey, I should bring my snowman on. I'm bringing my snowman on. He's here. He's saying goodbye to Rudolph. Bye, Rudolph.
Bye. No.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to close off for our co-hosts because they're a little busy with their antlers. Thank you so much for listening to the One in Politics Christmas episode of our podcast, The Breakdown. And thank you so much to our co-hosts for having us on and letting us answer some questions about One in Politics. And, of course, giving us a tie because we're obviously equally as talented bakers. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate, and we love you all.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you.
Happy Holidays.